The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. These words are special to me. I remember reciting them over and over again as I struggled through labor when our first son was born. The image of God as shepherd has been close to my heart from childhood. For my parents, the image of God as the shepherd who constantly accompanied us as we moved from place to place in the course of my parents' ministry was a pillar of strength. I'm sure each one of us may have our own association with Psalm 23. At the very heart of the image of God as our shepherd is the concept of care. Care that is compassionate, radical, and life-affirming. This is best captured in the words, "Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I work as a student chaplain among the international university students in London. Recently, I was leading a retreat for students. As we were reflecting on leadership, a student mentioned how we often think of the shepherd's rod and staff as symbols of authority and leadership, whereas in Psalm 23, it is primarily about comfort and radical care, especially when people are passing through their darkest valleys. Psalm 23 challenges us to think of leadership in relation to care. The idea of care is also seen in the readings from Jeremiah and Mark. In Jeremiah, the shepherds had destroyed and scattered the sheep in their care. Their actions are contrasted with the actions of God, who will bring the scattered to their fold so that they shall be fruitful and multiply. Fear and neglect will be replaced by care and possibilities to flourish. In the gospel, we read about Jesus' compassion for the crowds who were like sheep without shepherds. Jesus, the good shepherd, is the one who heals and cares. The primacy of care has become all the most important in our post-COVID world. Care for others is a fundamental mark of civilization. Dr. Ira Bayok, a palliative care pioneer, in his book, The Best Care Possible, recounts a conversation between the renowned anthropologist Margaret Mead and a student. During the conversation, the student asked Mead what she considered to be the first sign of civilization. The student expected Mead to talk about clay pots, fish hooks, hunting tools, grinding stones, or religious artifact. However, Margaret Mead said that the first evidence of civilization was a fractured and healed human thigh bone found in an archaeological site 15,000 years old. Mead explained that in the animal world, if you break your leg, you die. You cannot run from danger. You cannot drink or hunt for food. Mead pointed out that a broken femur that has healed is evidence that other people had taken time to stay with the fallen and cared for them long enough for the broken bone to heal, providing them with shelter, protection, and food. For Mead, a healed femur indicates that someone has helped a fellow human rather than abandoning them to save their own life. And hence, this was the first sign of civilization. Care is fundamental for the well-being of communities. I hope you agree with me. It is not a calling for leaders alone. In some ways, we are all called to be shepherds to one another, looking out for each other and embodying a ministry of care as part of our Christian discipleship. However, the language of care can also be problematic. Today, many of our political leaders have tragically used the language of care to polarize and divide people into us and them. In the name of care for us with a capital U, wars are being fought. Hospitality to strangers is denied. Inhuman deportation plans are devised. The ones different from us are considered a threat. Solidarity with those who are not our own is criminalized. We have become a contemporary animal farm, where some are considered more equal than the others. This prompts us to reflect on the relationship between care and justice. In Ephesians, we read that God is not the one who builds walls of hostility or division, but rather breaks these walls down. Further, if you examine the passages that we read from Jeremiah and the Psalms today, we may be surprised by the way the word righteousness is interwoven alongside the shepherd imagery. In the Bible, compassion and justice are deeply interwoven. The Hebrew word for compassion, hesed, is frequently used alongside the word mishpat, righteousness. For example, the prophet Micah says, "What does God require of you except to do compassion, hesed, and love justice, mishpat?" Friends, there is no care without justice. And that is what makes caring a risky business, because it can mean going against the dominant logic of our times, breaking down dividing walls, being on the side of the wronged against, and bridging inequalities. Sometimes we may be tempted to think that the ministry of care is all about green pastures and still waters. But let's not forget that, as someone pointed out, the table of God prepares for us isn't a quiet picnic by the lake, when the only discordant note is the ants on the cake. Rather, it is preparation for the next part of our struggle, when the reality of many threats looms large. It is in those situations where we are still surrounded by the threat of poverty, war, division, and despair that we are assured of God's presence and provision as we move ahead. Dear friends, caring the hard way is what makes our care Christ-like. Because Christ, the cornerstone of our faith, was also the rejected stone. Rejected for no reason, except for the way he loved and the ones he loved. Boundless and beyond boundaries. Therefore, today as we seek to follow him on the paths of care and compassion, we sing with confidence the words, Christ is made the sure foundation. Christ the head and cornerstone, rock on which our hope is grounded and our confidence alone. Amen.